When she said something she thought was amusing, they laughed. Currently, the object of her attention was Granny Weatherwax. "What is happening, old woman?" she said.
"It ain't easy, is it?" said Granny. "Thought it would be easy, didn't you? You've done some magic, haven't you? Something is fighting us."
"No magic," said Granny. "No magic at all. It's just that you've been away too long. Things change. The land belongs to humans now."
"That can't be the case," said the Queen. "Humans take, they plough with iron, they ravage the land."
"Some do, I'll grant you that. Others put back more than they take. They put back love. They've got soil in their bones. They tell the land what it is. That's what humans are for. Without humans, Lanka would just be a bit of ground with green bits on it. They wouldn't even know they're trees. We're all down here together, madam. Us and the land. It's not just land anymore, it's a country. It's like a horse that's been broken and shod, or a dog that's been tamed. Every time people put a plough in the soil or planted a seed, they took the land further away from you," said Granny. "Things change."
Verence sat beside the Queen. His pupils were tiny pinpoints. He smiled faintly, permanently, in a way very reminiscent of the bursar.
"Ah, but when we are married," said the Queen, "the land must accept me, by your own rules. I know how it works. There's more to being a king than wearing a crown. The king and the land are one, the king and the queen are one. And I shall be queen."
She smiled at Granny. There was an elf on either side of her, and, Granny knew, at least one behind her. Elves were not given to introspection. If she moved without permission, she'd die.
"What you shall be is something I have yet to decide," said the Queen.
End of CD 7.